Just want to speak some bars in this beat, you get me? Special intro. Shout out to DJ Uncle D, to DJ Faye. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2.
What am I supposed to do?
I don't know. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of I Digress. I go by the name Uncle D Ball.
And my name is Faye Kemi. I'm back to my quiet self.
I don't think so.
It's back to my quiet self. Yeah, I see the.
Yes, you can clearly see that it's not. They can't hear you, man. You gotta record. You gotta speak up.
Welcome, guys. Welcome back. Hope you had a good week. Better than mine. My week has been a little bit of a shit show, but we thank God. Been told to have gratitude. I'm learning. I'm trying to practice gratitude nowadays. Grateful for the little things, the things I have, the things I do not have, things I could have.
In life, give thanks.
Just give thanks.
don't think too much of it.
But yeah, welcome back, guys. Hope you guys enjoyed last week's episode. Hope you had a good weekend.
Yeah, speaking of last week's episode, we're international, you know, like we're global now.
We are?
Yeah. I was saying, like, I got so many. Shout out to everyone that reached out to me about
being about the jobless. Job thing?
That was so sweet. It felt really good.
Thank you so much, guys. Next time, now we know that if we need money.
Yeah, no, I mean next time you can actually like say it and send money
just
too.
Just PayPal us, okay?
I won't be angry about that.
And we don't need to reject money. The money automatically deposits. I don't do that whole you have to accept the money in your account. Once you send that money, it's mine.
It's my own now.
You gotta call me to get that money back.
You'd be like, bro, I sent you plus 10. I didn't see it's plus 10.
I just saw
what was there.
I saw what you sent.
Do you know, I actually think if someone said, let's say they want to send me $200 mm-hmm. and they sent me $2,000 and they came and said, Debo, I sent you plus one zero. I said, you sent me 20K. Oh, that's cute.
That's so sweet.
I think they asked the bank though. I only got 2,000.
No, I just focus person. I return it.
I mean, irrespective of who it is, I'll return the money. But just to frustrate you at the first.
Yeah, I'm gonna use it to play.
Especially if we're close.
If we're close, I'm going to use you to play.
Oh, no.
And I know that it's not like that money is life and death. Like, you don't have any other thing you can use. If I know that that's your last card, someone like me, now I send you 2,000. The best belief is my last card.
Please just send it back.
Please don't even wait. See, even if I've not called you, just send it back. Just assume that it was a mistake.
Do you know, honestly speaking, if I send you some type of money, you should literally just sit down and be like, this guy didn't send me this thing for real. Like, I didn't happen to you before. I think I've gotten money from someone before, and when the money landed in my account, I was like, nah.
This wasn't
mistake.
For me.
This wasn't for me.
This
wasn't for me. I mean, it happened in Naira.
You say when you see text on Flex Messenger, I'm like, yeah, this is not my message.
Yeah, this was.
I just don't reply. Like, I didn't even message that. Why didn't you reply? I assumed.
Yeah, you sent me a message like that one. In the dead
oh
of the night.
God. In the middle of the night.
I woke up, I was like,
thank
what
God it wasn't anything
what?
More than what I said.
What the hell is going on here? I just saw the name. I was like, okay, yeah, this is not my message. Because I was trying to like read, like, okay.
Like, I just kept going. I kept going, I'm like, answer me. Answer me. What? And then I put in like caps, like a whole name.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and I didn't realize. So I was about to message person like, why are you not answering me? And I'm like, well, hold on. Wait, why are the messages I've been sending to this person?
And the beautiful thing about iMessage, you can't delete it. Well, I think you can delete
you
now.
You can now, but oh, you couldn't okay.
I was like, what is going on here right now?
I think
now?
I don't send people like laughing, smiling. Yeah. Like, you know what?
Yeah.
Like, you get the point. That you get the point. It wasn't for you, but
that's actually hilarious. One of my biggest fears is actually sending messages that are not meant for someone and it ends up in your.
Oh, no, I'm talking about you, and then I send you the message.
Oh, can you remember the girl that she might listen to our podcast, but like if you do, shit, like what you were doing was didn't make any sense to me. The girl that someone mistakenly. Like roasted her.
Oh, I like her. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah, but like I didn't. Like, I like the babe. She's cool.
I like her. I think she's cool.
Right,
but yeah, I get. I know what you're talking
like
about.
Like
yeah,
someone true. Roasted her. And they mistakenly sent the roast to her. That was like at first.
It was premium.
It was funny. I'm not even gonna lie. She's like,
and it was about her and her husband. It wasn't just her. So it's like, so you talk about me is one thing. You talk about my man.
She's like, what?
No.
And you're not mistakenly sent to my DM. I got you, bitch.
I caught you. I don't know that the person was able to like. On send
nah,
before she saw
nah,
it.
Nah, she screen grabbed it, probably like second. saved it on like made it a wallpaper. Yo, the thing that started paying me about the stuff was that you, for like maybe maybe like a week and a half.
Yeah, yeah. She kept talking about it.
Talking about it, and I'm like, come on, bro. Let it go. Like, don't get me wrong. Whoever sent that is already feeling bad. And I don't think she took the person's... She didn't show the person's name.
No, I don't think so.
But the person's...
photo. Yeah, the person's photo was there.
So, like, if you know...
Yeah, it's like, you know what? You're on blast, okay? Yeah, yeah. So don't people, be talking about it.
Someone would have... And as a potter, because she had a lot of followers, really. She's somewhat of an influencer,
yeah,
so...
Yeah, she is.
She had people...
For me, what I do is when I want to... This is not to say that I talk about people, okay?
Sure.
Yo, I'm always so careful. Like, when I read somebody's story... I'm always making sure that I send it to somebody, not that I'm replying that person's story. It has almost happened to me so many times. Maybe I think I'm sending it to maybe like a friend, and I'm like, see this babe's outfit, could be good or bad. And then I have to check and see that I was not replying like the person's story.
Yeah.
Because it's happened before. So I have a friend. I had sent him this babe's, very hot babe. I sent him her, she was like our junior in school.
Yeah.
And I sent him her story. And then he's looking at it. And then he was thinking he was replying me that sent him the thing in his DM, and he replied
her
girl's
message.
And said like,
God damn.
Something, he said something, literally something like that. Maybe like, God damn, or something like that. And he's like, fuck. And then he was just like, you see what you've caused now.
I mean, if we look at it in the grand scheme of things, it's a good way to slide into someone's
DM. Yeah, but he wasn't looking to slide.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying, like if there was a picture that someone sent to me of like a lady.
Yeah, but I can't imagine a random guy sending me when I go to Jamaica.
It's like, oh.
Sending me goddamn. I'm going to be like,
I mean, or if, for instance, someone sends and the guy replies and says, oh, she's actually really cute. I like her outfit.
So that's like a quick.
They're going to be like, who is this young African man?
This young brother. So that one is a good, like a quick
comeback.
Yeah,
goddamn is a bit,
You have to be sharp.
It has to be something polite, really.
Yeah, but like, I can't, somebody who, maybe person follows, maybe person doesn't, and then someone just randomly, like a guy, who I've probably that is our first interaction in DM, and I say, goddamn, like, if you don't get out.
I always, that one, I think one time, I think Diary of a Nigerian Girl happened to her too. She trolled the person too for a while. I think it's funny when you have a lot of followers and then someone does something bad to you. I think it's unfair for you to put the person on blast in a way. Yeah, angry. But like, have a private account. Like, I feel like everyone that has over like 50k followers has a
private account.
Has
not
a
even
huge
50K. You don't even have to have reached 50k. Like, once you're even getting like, once you're clocking like 10k.
Yeah. Like, I mean, if it's your personal account where you just post things about like your, like what you do every day,
but it's just
like enjoy yourself and people just like you for whatever reason. That's a different case. But if you're like an influencer type account where like you're posting a certain thing about for certain people, or like you have a target audience, exactly. I feel like if someone mistakenly like does that, put them on blast in your private account. Like, have a private account, put them on blast there. Don't put them, because we're in like cancel culture, right? And people are eager to attack people, and it's unfair because
I don't know that it's unfair. So I think there's degrees to this, okay? There's some things that you're like, you know what, this person was probably about to do gbeboro with their friend and it didn't enter my DM. So that one I would put on my private account. But if you're being rude or you're being
No. I'm talking about like the...
Oh, like those kind of accidents.
I mean, like, for being honest, 75% of the time, Big Mono is not really polite.
Actually.
Yeah, so it's like, your clothes is ugly, but...
The day my DMs slip, I can tell you for free, like, there is literally nobody in my DMs. Like, there's nothing scandalous. But the day my DMs should slip... I'm gonna leave this country. Like, I'll leave this country. I will leave online. I will leave Nigeria because I can't enter Nigeria. I'm offended Nigerians. I'm offended Canadians. Offended Americans.
Everybody's gonna be looking
I'm
for you.
I'm going to Australia. Okay.
I've always said that if anything happens to me, people start dragging me. I'll just off my phone, off everything.
To be honest, I'll just watch Netflix.
I won't be bothered. Yeah. Like, when I come back, I'll just see the notification. I'm like, man.
Yeah, it's like that time when people used to fight on Clubhouse, remember? And you're like, can you just turn off your phone? Like, all you need to do is turn. Like, they would be getting so triggered.
Like, someone would go like 6 months later and come back.
Call this person for me. Like, this person?
Counter room.
Reaction to the reaction.
Yo, Clubhouse was elite, though, I swear.
It was. I deleted the app though, but like, I was like, oh.
I still have it. It's boring now. I still have it, but it doesn't have the.
I feel like it served its time. It served like its purpose. Like, to be honest, I enjoyed it when I did.
Don't fall in love on the app though.
I enjoyed it when I did.
I can hear it stutter. I should record my effects. I hate you. Someone asked me, like, where can you meet? I don't know if you saw my post. Yeah, you aired that post, which is funny.
I didn't see it.
Oh, you didn't see it? Someone asked me, what are the best ways to make friends in Toronto?
I did not see that.
Ah, great. One of the things I said was Clubhouse.
Yeah.
But I said, don't fall in love. And I pull a skull smiley after, which is very true. Don't fall in love. It's easy to fall in love with someone. No. This is forget all the banter. It's easy to fall in love with someone via their voice, because you think you know them to a certain aspect. Because you remember them mm-hmm. by just hearing them, right?
Yeah.
You build a different level of connection. Once you hear that voice, you might not be looking at your phone. Next thing, you hear someone's voice, and you kind of know that this is like I might not look at my phone. And you join a room and I hear your voice. I'm like, oh, Faye is there. And I come and I check my phone. I'm like, yeah, what's up? How you doing? I want to say hello to you. You do that frequently. You build some form of connection with someone,
yeah,
right? That can turn into love or affection or whatever, or deep friendship that really wouldn't exist if you guys were not on this app. If you actually met each other in real life, because you wouldn't have such a control space whereby you can't say so much. You can't talk over each other. You can't argue about certain things.
So I don't agree. I think... I would say it's okay to fall in love wherever you find love. Like, if you want to fall in love on Clubhouse, perfect. I would say that don't fall in love solely based off of the person's voice and solely based off what the person's saying. Because truth about it, on Clubhouse, we all say rubbish. Let me tell you. You people would have heard me say some things that I don't actually believe in, to be honest.
Which
I'm
is
just
very
saying
true.
It just for banter.
Yeah.
Some people would say things that just to get the room laughing. Some people are funnier when they're not in person. Like, so I would say, of course, you can like somebody based off how they talk. Like,
yeah.
Again, you've seen their photo, probably linked to their Instagram. You've seen what they look like, right? So I guess it's the same thing as like meeting somebody on Instagram.
On Twitter or something.
Or Twitter or even Hinge or something. Like, you've seen their photo, you see what they look like, you've heard their voice. You kind of have depending on how often you guys interact, well, you have an understanding of how they kind of think. So you can say, you know what? I want to know this person more. Of course, don't decide on the app that you are now my boyfriend or you are now my girlfriend. Of course, you guys get to meet or you guys get to interact. And then you can, but it's a good place to meet people. Like, I'm not even going to lie.
It was.
I would say it was. Like,
yeah,
based on, I feel like right now it's just like,
based on the thing you even said about like how people, you know, like you say funny things that you don't mean them. Mm-hmm. I used to see on Clubhouse that I was looking for school fees. Do you know someone actually sent me a DM one time?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
To and help was, you?
Yeah.
No.
It was the funniest thing ever.
Did you collect the money?
No. Oh. Because I also thought about the fact that it could possibly be...
Yeah, they were going to put it out there now and say that...
I paid for you!
It's me that sent him to school.
Yeah, yeah. But like, I always used to joke about the whole, like, I'm looking for school fees and I need money and whatnot. And someone actually reached out to me one time and said, like, oh, bro, like, I like your vibe. I like the way you talk. Like, you're a funny guy. And yeah, I know. I tried to, like... put some I
we
post,
need to start
I,
doing video because I feel like my facial reaction has said so many things.
Don't worry guys, I wear the iron paint. Nothing can penetrate my paint. And my paint is kill.
Have you noticed that every episode you say something stupid and something stupidly sexual that I can't help but make a clip out of it, and then you unfortunately say that I'm making you out to be the bad guy. But
yeah, but I just say one. It's a 45 minute episode, but if he finds a way to clip out like 30 seconds or 10 seconds, but then I'm saying something that is implicating. But it's okay. It's cool. That's what content is about. So it's cool.
I love it.
Yeah, but like, it was a great app. I enjoyed the time.
It was. I think it's a nice place to meet people. I don't know about now. I haven't been on the app for a while, but it was, especially if you have like regular spaces that you go into.
Yeah,
I've met a lot of people there. Even people that have never met in person, but like we have a good vibe, right? Like we might not have seen, might not talk like often, but when we talk, it's really cool. Like,
yeah,
we have a nice online relationship. So to speak.
Yeah.
It's not a bad thing.
I got a lot of enemies.
I don't have enemies.
I'm joking.
Is my enemy.
I actually have a lot of. I won't lie. Clubhouse opened my door.
I met Debo on Clubhouse.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you guys won't believe this, but this we met on Clubhouse. Like, we're bashing the app like mad right now.
Exactly, but you wouldn't. We met there. So
our friendship began on Clubhouse.
So one good thing. I mean, more than one good thing came out of Clubhouse for me, but
many things where I don't see for this life. I know Kofi Tokam.
But yeah.
I'm so sorry guys.
You guys.
Anyways, that's our intro. Our 14 minute intro.
our 14-minute intro.
But yeah.
Well, you guys, it's Christmas time.
It is.
It's time to start watching Christmas movies.
It is.
To Christmas music. I'm starting my Michael Bublé next weekend. Actually, this weekend. I'm going to re-download all my Michael Bublé and all my Pentatonix and all my Maracari. Everything.
What's the Maracari song again?
All I want for Christmas is...
Are you going to have to sing that song this year?
What is it?
Are you going to sing that song this year? Why are you breathing in and breathing out?
Amen.
It doesn't
Amen.
Matter if you have someone. You can sing it to anyone
you
want.
My mommy.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I expect you to say.
Yeah.
It's not about love. I'll sing it to her. Christmas is about love. But you get
to be honest.
Who knows?
You know what? Okay. Let's not go there.
Faye's going to Jamaica in a couple of weeks. Which happens? Which happens just slightly before Christmas. So
let me tell you.
That's where my question was headed.
I know we've been saying I'm so sorry. I feel like I'm blowing you guys air up. Let me tell you the reason why I'm doing this. This is my very first vacation. So please permit me. I've not been on vacation before. My box is packed. The vacation is not until 2.5 weeks. My box is packed.
But you're ready.
Ready to go. My outfits are purr. I need to learn how to use that word. I don't know if purr. I'm using it right, but yeah. Yeah, it's gonna be nice. But Christmas is here. I'm pretty excited. So I'm a Christmas kid. Like, I call myself a Christmas. I'm the poster girl for Christmas. I love Christmas. December makes me happy. Christmas period makes me happy. It's like, there's always something, like, for me, even if it's nothing, like, super great, there's always something good for me. Like, I always feel good in Christmas. Like, something good, no matter how small, happens. Last year, something really amazing happened to me during Christmas. Upper year, something good happened to me upper year, too. 2020 December?
Yeah.
Something amazing happened to me. I hadn't seen my brother in 3 years. I saw him for the first time in 3 years. 2020 December.
Oh, that's nice.
It was amazing. In fact, I cried. It was just so beautiful. You know, I miss my brother. I hadn't seen him in years. 2021 December. What happened? Yeah, something. I know something nice happened.
2021 December. 2021, that's last year.
2021 last year. Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
2021 last year. Yeah, something amazing happened
something,
to me.
Something great happened to you.
Amazing happened to me last year. This year I'm hoping that something great will happen to me again.
Christmas is fun.
There's always something nice. To be honest, I always have like a good memory of Christmas. Like, it's always just something.
I like Christmas. I used to, growing up, we used to have like lights and, you know, the tree and, you know, I think you guys ever did this, those lights that hang across the parlor or the living room, right?
Yes.
And then, you know, everybody will not wish you Christmas. You'll not be hanging the card on them. Do you ever do that?
You hang the cards on top of
the lights.
In the middle of the
You will not have them line
that's
up.
That's right.
Yeah. I won't lie. I missed that. I grew up with my siblings. Who else did I grow up with? Bandits.
Gitman.
But I grew up with with a lot of family members from everywhere. Mm-hmm. But Christmas, everybody will be around. Right, and it will be my cousins, my siblings, my brother will bring his friends. So my brother had this friend that their parents were late,
mm-hmm.
so they would come around with their sister. My sister would also bring her friends, and they also be packed, and we'll just have that. We'll eat, we'll play. I was so much younger than them, but it was so much fun. I miss all that. Like Christmas has always been my favorite time of the year, not necessarily because of all the I don't really watch Christmas movies. I don't give a fuck about the songs.
I
love this Chris Brown. Right, I love Last Christmas.
Nickelodeon in Christmas, fucking amazing. Sorry for swearing. Well, and Nickelodeon in the same sentence.
I was just like, why are you? I'm not like, oh, okay, because you mentioned Nickelodeon. Yeah, oh my god, Paw Patrol, sad. Bitch. Oh, sorry. Don't mean to. Yeah, but like I'm not a huge sucker for those movies and stuff, but like I love the season Christmas. Yeah. And it's amazing how like it's November 14th to 15th, 16th, one of those days.
Yeah.
16, okay. That's what it is. Oh, and one more time I'm getting married from tomorrow.
That's true.
And one more time when this episode comes out, I'll be getting married.
That is true. Congrats.
Thank you so much. Why are they already singing Christmas songs in the mall?
Because it's Christmas.
No, it's November.
No, no, no. Christmas trees are out. Christmas lights are on the streets. You work downtown. You started seeing them.
Why?
I saw it on Monday. Like, it's out.
Starbucks cups are now Christmas cups.
Tim Hortons cups. In fact, you know, on the way home now, I have to get a cup of hot chocolate. Just, do you know why I remember it? Because I saw my Snapchat reminded me of like 3 years ago. And I took a photo of the cup today, 3 years ago. And I'm like, oh, the Christmas cups are probably out now. So I got to go get one. Like, I need to get in the spirit. I'm going to bring out my Christmas decoration. This weekend, it's not a lot, just tiny. My apartment is really small, but I'm hoping I can get a tree this year because like, most of my friends are away this Christmas. I was supposed to have Christmas plans, but you know, things happen. But so now I'm just, you know, at home. Almost all my friends are away. Debo is not here. Almost everybody is literally either in Nigeria or in some foreign country. So it's just gonna be me and maybe one or two of my other friends.
If you notice how the story just became depressing.
Like, very, very depressing.
Like,
I know.
She was going. Like, oh my, some of my friends are not here. Like, yeah, okay, my guy, mine not here. I'm not here.
It's not my fault. I'm so sorry.
But don't worry.
I'm just filling you guys in on my life, you know? So I'm one of those people, I give Christmas cards. Like, once December 1st comes in, you'll start getting a card from me or something.
Yeah, you got me a Christmas candle and a card last year. Let me tell you when I used that candle. I almost burnt my house.
Jesus.
I almost burnt my house one day.
I'm not thinking about things again.
No, not the candle. The candle, they almost burnt my house. I almost burnt my house on, by like, I left stew on and I slept off.
What?
Yeah, like, we go home like really late. I was tired, you know.
When that day?
Yeah.
That same day?
No, not the same day.
Oh.
I'm telling you what your candle did for me. I'm trying to appreciate the candle.
Oh, so you used it to
so
like...
So I got home and I slept off, left the stew on. My whole house was not on fire, but I was dying of choke.
It was smoky.
So like, it was smoky, yes. And then I was like, oh God, I needed a smell to go because I needed to sleep. I was retired. Mm-hmm. I had a busy day next morning. And then boom, candle. And then I turned it on. And surprisingly...
It worked
and,
like
and
magic.
The scent's actually really mad. I didn't realize it was the exact same one until imagine you mentioned that.
Oh, you see? Yeah. You see?
So you see, give presents. Your house might burn.
Give gifts. You might need it. Somebody might need it. So let me tell you how I got into giving Christmas gifts. It was my selfish interest. So my house is very, like, we're very Christmas oriented, you know, Christmas presents and stuff under the tree and whatever. But I noticed that. So even though we decorate, my mom has this whole thing. She'll decorate, we get a tree, yeah. And then we put like empty boxes and we kind of like just wrap them up to look like gifts just for the aesthetics. And there was no social media. We were actually just doing it so we could feel good. Like, there were no pictures. I don't have any photos from it, but it was just, and it did work. Like, you just walk past the tree and you just feel so happy. Like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So there's a particular time, like some years, like 2-3 years. Then we just gift, you know, everything was just dry. It was like we're broke. Like, okay, what's happening? So that year, I just realized that some of my friends... So I had an iPhone. But again, back then, there wasn't like... In Nigeria, there wasn't like a subscription plan for iPhone. So I would buy 1,000 Naira Glue Crate and to finish in 30 minutes because the data would just zap. So, but there was what's that thing?
Blackberry.
That's right. So how was I supposed to tell my dad? Well, I wanted a Blackberry. I had an iPhone. Why do you want a Blackberry?
Yeah.
I'm like, you know what? Daddy, let's start giving gifts this year. I think we've not given gifts in a long time. I don't think it's good, you know. Let's try to give gifts. And I started asking everyone around, like, so I went to my dad. So I said it to him, but I didn't, like, pester him. I just mentioned it in passing. So I now went to my dad, like, Dad, what would you like for Christmas? And then I think he just said some random thing. Like, I don't want anything. I'm like, well, if I was to give you anything, you know my pockets. What would you want for Christmas? He's like, okay, I want it. My mommy, Yunko. She told me her own. My brother, Yunko, and he told me his own. So it's like reverse psychology, right?
Yeah,
so they see me like going to the stores and they see me entering with nylon bag or a paper. So of course, they have to match now.
You are a criminal.
I mean, when I'm talking about, what was that thing? Inception. I mean, it's Inception. Mm-hmm. I had entered my father's mind. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about Blackbird. Ah, has he seen that curve too? There's one new curve. He's out. I think he's just got it back. I'm like, oh, curve this one. That's why I mentioned different curves. Mm-hmm. And they were, I don't think it was bold back then. Maybe bold was only daddies and mommies.
Yeah, but bold, like, is a higher one.
For youngins, you know, uni students, curve two, curve three, and curve four, I think.
Yeah.
So I'm like, curve two, this. I was just mentioning his out. Like, you could just ask me, oh, is there rice in the... Yeah, there's some curve. curve in the rice.
Oh, like, my days, God.
I was in there. And as God we have it, I just got under the tree that early morning. I just wrapped with a nice bow. I'm like, fantastic. This worked. But then I had to keep it up. So every year.
Yeah, just continue.
But I mean, it wasn't bad. So I just kind of got into like the whole thing. So once you're my friend, you will, even if you don't get a gift from me, you will get a card. Like depending on my buoyancy.
Yeah.
You will get a card. Even when I was at work, like all my colleagues got cards. The ones I was close to, my boss got a card. Like you would always know. Yeah. Everybody's.
You know what? The way you say it now, I think I'll do that. I enjoy for Christmas. All my family will be around, hopefully, and.
It'll be nice, even if the little things, even if it's like a little present, whatever you buy for them, for people, don't give them yet until Christmas. Give them and say Merry Christmas, thanks.
My last Christmas present, if I remember correctly, was a Walkman.
That was your last Christmas present?
A Sharp or Sony Walkman, yeah, 2000 and something.
It had to be 2000 or something.
It's not in the tens. It can't be in the tens.
It couldn't have been in the tens. I left secondary school in 2008.
I mean, but you're in a different Adrian.
We always find a way to get here.
I mean, I'm just saying, like,
right back here. Right back to this damn point.
I would always win. But I think it was a Walkman. I never forget that day. We lived in Lagos, and we lived in Alagbado. Alakuko.
Akuko,
right next to Alagbado. Yeah. So it's literally like Alagbado
the chicken from Alakuko is Agbado.
The fact that you're trying to analyze the reason why parts of Lagos are named it's amazing. I love that for you, but get my trip. That's the last time. And since then, it's just sometimes they remember you have clothes. Mm. Sometimes I try to buy stuff for my parents every time I go back to Nigeria, but I just realized that it's not worth it.
I usually start writing my Christmas list from November. Even when I was in Nigeria, I start my Christmas list. No matter how broke I am, I would get something for most people. Yeah. Like this year, I already started. Well, I'm kind of starting my Christmas list.
Yeah.
And I mean, I already know what I was getting my brother. I don't know if I can afford it. Last year, I got him something really nice. And he's been a good brother so far. I think that thing, see you guys, let me teach you one skill. When you identify people that have cash and just buy them something, no matter how small, when they reciprocate like this, they can't do something small because they don't do small things.
Yeah, they'll have to.
They just have to show.
They have to show up. Yeah. You know, I clicked that thing, a long time ago.
When I was a kid, when we used to go for parties. So when we used to go for parties, I mean, they're spraying you. Remember that? We just decided that they would come. We just saw one uncle that was spraying 500 naira. And we had maybe 5 naira notes or like 10 naira notes. I was like, good. What's it going to cost us? It's going to cost you one. Even if he sprays you only one note.
You have early profit.
You've 500% interest.
Profit.
So I'm like, okay, is that 500%? I don't know, man. Shit.
Or join.
But yeah, you get my
math dream. Is just a society thinking or whatever.
Social construct.
Social construct.
So like, we just go there, just spray one uncle as I dance. He just, spray like 2-10 errors and he just slap you with 1,000 error notes. Bam. Go home.
You don't have profits.
You have clothes for the day.
$10, 6 cook.
You have clothes for the day. So that's how I see it. So I gave my brother something really nice last year. It's not something really nice. It's regular. I got him AirPods, right?
Oh, nice.
And I tell you, so my brother, I don't know. I think, okay, let's even get into this. Is it true that guys don't get gifts? Is it true? Like birthday gifts, Christmas gifts? Because I bought him something for his birthday.
I think most guys don't get gifts in the formulating years, whatever the English is.
Yeah, but what are years the formulative year? Years? What
like maybe 15
to
13 to like maybe 20. I think a lot of guys don't get.
My brother's 27 and he, like now.
So what I'm saying.
You're right.
What I'm saying that is. What I'm saying that you don't.
You're getting some nice stuff.
Yeah, you start getting stuff the older you get, the more money you have also because you can start buying yourself stuff. This is what I think. I think because you don't get a lot of stuff then, you don't actually know what you want, right? So when people want to buy stuff for you, they have no clue. But the moment you start buying things for yourself, the more understanding of what you actually like comes into your mind. If someone asks me what I want for a gift, I might not be able to tell you pinpoint this is what I want.
Yeah.
But I can narrow it down to you for a couple of things that I find interesting. Like, for instance, I'll use you for example. Now, you bought me the leg massager. Mm-hmm. By the way, Faye bought me a leg massager after an amazing gig that...
A long-ass weekend.
Yeah, that I struggled. With my feet. So you had narrowed it down.
Mm-hmm.
You DJ, you stand a lot. You work in an office where you sit on the table.
Yeah.
Yeah. Might as well have that, right? If it wasn't that, you also make a podcast or you also...
Actually, before I was... I don't know why I keep hitting the mic. Before I was going to get you... You're going to insult me, but it actually is me insulting you. I'm going to get you a laptop case, like a laptop cover, right?
Oh.
It was really nice, like DJ, everything. Like, I already picked it out. I already saw it online. I'm like, oh, I'm going to get this for Debo. Since like September. I'm like, Debo does not have a laptop.
Yeah, because the laptop I use is borrowed. End of podcast, guys. Thank you so much for this episode.
So that I can tell him, so that he cannot go and buy a laptop. Or the kind of laptop he's supposed to buy.
Incredible. Mad, oh man. I love that. I love that. That's a nice one. Mad.
Things will change.
Things will change. For sure. For sure. Profits coming in.
By the way, even for people, you know, you had mentioned like thanking people who reached out to you about the job. Debo has a job now. Like, Debo is hotcake.
No, I'm not too. Please, guys, keep messaging me with money.
He got a job. Like, he started a new job on Monday. So
you know what? Like, being in tech isn't easy, you know? You know, like, really, like, one day you're out of employment. The next day they're like, what do you want?
We got to have you, boy. You know? We got to have you. We can't let you go. But so, yeah,
but thank you guys so much. Yeah, I did get a job.
Yeah, it was really nice. It was really nice. But I think, so one last thing before we kind of go.
Yeah.
I remember I was talking to my brother. I'm always talking to my brother, guys. I know you hear this a lot. he's like one of my best friends, unfortunately. So we're talking about how this year, I feel like for me, I have never had a faster year than 2022. It's been the fastest year. Like, so many things I'm trying to remember, like, oh yeah, I went to this place, and I'm like, shit, that was in February. We're in November. Like, how? I remember like it was yesterday, like stuff that happened in January. Like, oh yeah, I traveled here. Well, I did this. I'm like, that was in April. I remember that very well, right?
Yeah.
And I remember somebody saying something that the older you get, the faster time goes. So like when you're young, because of, again, you've only lived, what, 5-6 years?
Yeah.
The concept of a year is so long. But the older you get, the quicker time seems to pass because you've been through so many years. I don't know if that kind of correlates. But like also, I think that for a lot of us, what affects or what kind of makes the year run fast and we feel like, oh my God, the year is running fast, is that we don't have milestones anymore. So, for example, when I was in high school or primary school, I remember every year when we were doing our crossover nights, so like the 31st into the 1st of January, when we're in church, every time I tell myself, oh, this time next year, I'm going to be in GS1. And then the next year, I'm telling myself, this time next year, like the next time I'm doing this, I'm going to be in GS3. And then eventually I kept moving. And I kept doing that till university. And then I remember very well the year I graduated. I'm like, this time next year, I should be done with NYSC. Now I said I'm done with NYSC, but like, I didn't say where I would be. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it just kind of occurred to me. I'm like, okay. And then the year of NYSC came. The year for NYSC came, and what happened? I think I went to the UK, and then I went to school. So then, but like after that, I got back home, and I'm like, I'm moving to new year. I have nothing
to really look
forward to. That I'm hoping that I would have this time next year. Like, or no, not have. I have nowhere I'm hoping to be.
Yeah, there's no definite change.
Like, it's no more recorded for me. Like, before everything, you know, that's after GS1 and GS2, like, the system has arranged that for you. But, like, now it's like, where am I supposed to be this time next year? I don't know. And I think that has actually translated through the years for me.
Yeah.
Like, every new year when I'm checking. So, for me, again, it's a very big contrast. When I love Christmas so much. I was telling someone, because she was like, oh, when she comes back from Nigeria on the 25th or 26th, we can go to see the Christmas lights on the 26th or 27th. I'm like, no. So once it's 25th, all my excitement is gone. Like, it's crazy. The 25th night, the excitement dies
completely. It's done for you.
And then between that and the 31st, I have 7 days to have a quick existential crisis as to where my life has gone. I spent 7 days.
And what is next for you?
I know that's like limbo time. Like, everybody, people don't know what to do. Like, are we sleeping? Are we not? So you see that period, I'm like, oh my God, what have I done this year? What am I doing next year? Oh my God. Oh my God, I'm a failure. I'm not a failure. Oh my God. I'm like, I think that what I was discussing with my brother was, I think what could help us, especially the older we get, is to have milestones that we want to celebrate.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be big. You could just say, oh, this time next year, I want to have this certification, depending on what you like. This time next year, I want to be able to play G sharp on a piano. I don't know if there's G sharp on a piano, but you know, you get my point.
I don't know, but like,
yeah, you get my point. Or guitar. Like, I want to learn, like, just kind of try to create, and I'm speaking to myself as well, because I don't do it. Like, just try, like, if we can try to create, like, milestones that we hope to, like, have. It doesn't even have to be like, oh, this time next year I want to be married. I mean, I wouldn't mind that. But, like, having more, like, measurable, I don't know the words to use, man. I feel like I'm getting too serious. But, like, yeah, having, like, things that you want to, like, have, or somewhere you feel like, even if it's on a vacation, like, oh, this time next year, you know what, I want to be Mexico.
Yeah.
Or this time next year, I want to have bought a house. It could happen, it might not happen. But I would even say do, like, tiny things. Like, don't do things that you are out of your control. Don't plan for things that are out of your control. Yeah, I think that. Plan for things that are within your circle of control. Like, oh, I want to have gotten another apartment, or I want to have changed the decor of my house. This time next year, I want my decor to be different. Like, you could look for, like, bigger things, but, like, don't say I'll change the world. I don't know.
You have to find things that are, you know, easy to achieve, and things that you feel
can,
like,
do on,
you
your can own. Do on your own. Like, they're not dependent on, like, other people. Exactly. So, like, for example, again, I'm not trying to be crazy, but, like, the marriage bit, like, if you can, it's okay to want to say, oh, you know what, this time next year I want to be married.
Yeah.
But, like, again, you can't just say, oh, this time next year I have to have been married, because, again, it's not dependent on only you. It's like,
It's another factor.
There are other things that come into play, right? So that's just my two cents.
You can be proposed to and they can say no to you. Like, you can propose and they can say no. Yeah. And you can be proposed to and the guy will collect the ring back. It goes both ways, you get me? Mm. But I was going to say something, but I just realized that it's so beautiful and so nice that once in a while we get to end this podcast with Faye being actually very serious.
It doesn't happen very often.
And passing across great information. Because I was about to dive into something random as hell.
And stupid, probably. Not stupid.
Depending on how you look at it, really. But yeah, I completely agree with you. And I think... And I'll give you a good example with the wedding thing, or like with the how, like, you don't look for things. This year was really going hella slow at first for us, because we kept waiting for how many days to December 17th, how many days? I mean, all of a sudden, it's there now, right? So yeah. I agree with you, when you have things to look forward to, yeah, you can feel like, oh, it's a bit dragged. But now that when there's nothing, it's just like a revolving cycle.
Yeah, because
cycle,
the same thing we do. You go to work, sleep. You go to work, eat, come back from work, sit down, sleep, watch sitcoms, watch Friends, watch this one, sleep. Like, it's the same.
It's the same. Like, it's like a revolving cycle.
Like a hamster on a wheel.
I agree with you.
It's awful. But, you know, let's end the year on a high note, guys. Me, I still believe that this year is going to end very, very beautifully. I have so many high hopes. I'm excited for what I don't know. But I just know I'm excited that
we have
something amazing.
We have 30 plus days to go.
Yeah, and so. 30 plus days is too many. It's too long for something nice to happen.
Yeah, especially for 30 something plus people. Just had to drop it.
One day pa, the extra.
Paige! Pa. One day paige!
But yeah, there's more than enough time for something amazing to happen to anybody this year. I still believe something great is going to happen, you know.
That's for sure. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening to this beautiful podcast.
Thank you.
We appreciate your time. Like we said, we're international now. We're global, baby. We're global.
And worldwide.
Anyways, guys, have a good night, good day, good afternoon, wherever you are. I still remain day ball.